Now that is well worth your money if you want to invest in that. And I believe you, they're still available from the Mississippi Historical Society. You'll find a lot of good publications in there that, that like this. That, you gave him a peep at your Carroll County.
I was just going to show him this rock we found. We've got all kind of artifacts and arrowheads and things, pottery and things off our place down at Chula. It's on the lake down there.
That looks like the stone used to grind.
But I just lost on that. And when I first got this, I had a rock that would fit flat on top, and it kind of curved, looked like it was the same one that used on there. And we built this, and I had a tree or two out here, and I had to fill in some holes. And I'm sure I was just lucky they didn't throw this stuff in there.
Are you familiar with this poem, Christmas Night in the Quarters?
It's not
difficult to read. Now, this is published by the Mississippi Historical Society. He died very young, but he writes his story about the I believe this is Natchez or Port Gibson. Port Gibson, I believe, is where he was. Who was born at Port Gibson in 1853. Well, he writes this. And you can get that from the Mississippi Historical Society. I just love it. If you are going to be in town and would like to look over it, and are you going to be in Greenwood Several? This is the original that they have.
I see.
Zero.
Those are, it's a handsome publication.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes,
I just love it.
It is. It's an interesting binding.
That's the original manuscript. Now, he died, he died very young. I can't quote any of that, but it is so cute. If you'd like to read that while you're here, you're going to be in Greenwood sometime.
Well, I'm frankly not too sure. I may be leaving tomorrow evening over Thanksgiving. I have a brother in New Orleans, and our plans will have to mesh.
Expecting you.
So I'm not sure whether I'll be able to get down there or not, but I would like
If you want to take these and look over.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Find that. Now, there is also not available, but a Bolivar County history that has been compiled by the DARs, like this Washington County. But it, and there's one in the library here of LaFleur County. Has anybody told you about that? If you're interested in the local.
No,
They won't let you check it out because there are only three.
I see.
I want Cottonlandia to have that one of LaFleur County published, this typewritten during the WPA.
I see.
By local historians. And now my mother was born this year, 1871. Miss, that's who you would adore talking to, girls.
Yeah, that's right.
They are brilliant. They are just such scholars. And they have compiled, they've written a book on Battery C. Battery C was organized here in Greenwood, World War I. And they have, their mother started and they completed it.